Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the mighty 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings. They're watching the Royal Star backing in and the Shogun backing in, unloading lots of wahoo, lots of tuna, lots of Dorado. And great guest here, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and we brought Chris is here to help out on the sidelines with all the technical issues.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And having a good time talking kayak fishing.
Having a lot of fun here this morning. So much cool stuff to cover, from new boats to gear to equipment to just having a good time. And if you want to have a good time with us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text. Text the show, so popular anymore, and lots of great texts already came through. And man, we've got another full hour to be reading your text messages. Again, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. We mention it all the time, but make sure that you include your contact information when you send in those texts, because if you win that great prize at the end of the show, we want to be able to make sure to get a hold of you. And when speaking of great prize, what a prize we are giving away, thanks to Ron and the whole family at Fast Lane Kayak. We are giving away to a caller and a texter. There's going to be two prizes today, and first prize is going to be a $200 shopping spree at Fast Lane Kayaks for Salty Crew gear, an amazing selection of salty gear at the shop. Like we said, they have one of the best selections around, I know, and what great timing with holidays coming up and all the new
Ron
stuff.
Ron brought us the new Salty Christmas shirt.
It's so rad.
You have to go get one.
It's really cool. Yeah,
they're really cool.
I like it when there's seasonal t-shirts.
Yeah, totally.
Pull out your fishing one. Last year's was the Fishmas Bass.
Yeah.
I was telling Ron, like, I keep that with our Christmas stuff. And, you know, we pulled it all out before the baby got here. And I'm like, hey, all right, get to wear the largemouth bass with a Santa hat. Now
there
we got another one to add to the collection.
New one.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can get that.
So in addition to the $200 Salty Crew shopping spree, also giving away a $200 shopping spree for Yak Attack gear at Fast Lane. So you're going to get to go through and just shop all the cool accessories, all the modular systems that Yak Attack makes. And, man, Ron and Chris have been talking about, all the merits of those guys already, all the killer gear and boxes and wheels and all the great systems that Yak Attack provides. And, again, we're going to determine that via the coin flip, as normal, at the end of the show, which the caller gets Salty, the texter gets Yak Attack, vice versa. But that'll all get determined via that coin flip at the end of today's show.
Yes. And the good news is you get to go visit Fast Lane and pick it all out.
That's the best part.
Yeah, the guys down there and the gals will help you figure out all you need. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. How about that bass on the front cover?
Oh, my gosh.
Man? That's a big one.
And a cool story, too. The story of they were trout fishing, and, you know, that big, I think it was 11-pounder, and, ate a little trout spinner. I mean, just really cool story.
Yeah, so that was beautiful fish. And then also that potential California State Record swordfish that was
found. I think it got accepted.
Got accepted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of good information this week's Western Outdoor News. You can read it online, or better yet, subscribe. It comes right to your house.
We call Dallas at our tackle store the state champ now, because he helped the guys rig all the gear
for
that. Yeah, so that's
all right.
Every time we see Dallas, we always, rib him, get him, pat him on the shoulder. What's up, state champ?
And that's what you guys do. You're experts at that swordfish gear.
We love it. And I mean, those guys caught that fish. We say it in fun. We just, we do our end on the tackle store end. But yeah, congratulations to the crew there. That was
that's
amazing
a
fish. 520 pounds.
And how long did it take them?
I don't think
526. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think any amount of time.
Hours.
Yeah. No. Nothing like that. They had very proper tackle. Hooker electric 50 wide, rigged right, heavy leader, everything right. I don't know what the fight time was, but I know it wasn't anything crazy. Yeah. But beautiful fish.
Congratulations.
Man. How cool is that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for our fishdope.com report today. Hey, have you filled up lately? If so, then man, gas prices are way up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gas gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull up to the brand new expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and for your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all of the great things that you need for a day on the water, plus 100 pounds of free ice. Stop in, say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. He's got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Ron, and Chris. Hey, Rick, I got to tell you, buddy, I was listening to you guys at the start of the show talking about your schedule with all the baby stuff and school and finals. Congratulations to you and Dallas for making it all through that. How exciting for all this new stuff for you guys.
Thanks, bud. Nice. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So I get up this morning at the crack of dawn and look outside at the thermometer that we've got on our patio, and it says 43 degrees.
Nice. And my gosh.
That is just, man, it's not summertime anymore. It's barely gone, and I already miss it. But, we did have some weather.
Let me tell you, though, Mark, that was the high when I was in Michigan last week. So, you know, be thankful for that.
That was the high.
That was a high.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
The high on the warmer days.
Ooh.
Mind you.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I lived in Chicago for 2 years when I was a little kid, and I got a taste of that. I much prefer summertime in California.
Much prefer the low to be 43 here, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's just crazy. But, you know, we had a little weather here this week with lots of that cold air, and, you know, we had quite a bit of wind on the outside, especially on the outside there. So it'll be interesting to see if those tuna fish on the tanner get reorganized, and same with the fish that were down below Clemente there. There's just no coverage in rugged conditions here. So be interesting to see if it regroups or skedaddles. Closer to home, you know, bass fishing's still okay. The water temperatures are cooler, like 62, 63, even a little 64 still. So no major thermal shock yet, but definitely a little different approach is helpful. You're fishing lower and you're fishing slower. Classic still works okay, but, you know, with the current conditions, it's hard to beat a strip of squid on a lead head there. Bassists love that at this time of year. And speaking of squid, Nacho does have some in the local receiver here inside the federal breakwater. You want to go that route. And for you hardy souls, there's plenty to be made over at Cat right now. Frontside West is the most user-friendly because the you just don't get the swell that you get around the back there. And but there is bait on the back, kind of down below Cat Harbor a little bit. It's been pretty consistent in there between Cat Harbor and Little Harbor, several different spots. And that's also a good place to start looking around for a sea bass. You know, some of the deeper ledges in 18 to 22 fathoms often produce at this time of year, you know, fishing dropper loops and jigs, you know, right on the bottom. And then, you know, after daylight, you go poking around on some of them beaches for sea bass and halibut in there. And another area worth keeping an eye on, starting to show some promise, and not necessarily on them little barely legal pinchy ones that some of these guys have been catching. But there's rumors floating around of some real ones pushing tanker grade that got caught here before the weather. And I would guess that's probably true considering where I heard it. So we'll see what happens there. It's getting to be that time of year. And talking sea bass, you know, it gets me thinking about sea bass tackle. And I've always been a CalStar fan. Anything in that Graphite 800 series has, you know, been just perfect for fishing sea bass. But something for you guys to consider is one of the GG series rods that they make, that GG 278H, is a perfect, you know, I wouldn't say budget price, but reasonably priced sea bass rod. You can clamp on a Torium 20 or a Talica 12 either way and use that for just all kinds of fishing. I've had mine for several years now. I've caught all different kinds of fish on it, and it's like one of my favorite rods. That GG series got less graphite, more fiberglass, so it's kind of a blend of the two, and just a perfect rod for going to catch sea bass. So with this one coming, you guys just are thinking about that.
I think that's such a good recommendation, Mark. I love that rod. That rod in that series. You know, everybody always asks for an all-around rod. I want an all-around rod, something to do everything. Like, well, one, that doesn't exist. But if you got yourself a GG 278 foot heavy and a GG 6480, those two rods with like 25-pound and 40-pound, you could catch just about everything from a half-day 12-inch calico bass to a 100-pound tuna. Like, and pretty much everything in between those things can be done with those two rods.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. They really, when they brought that series out, it's just perfect with that fiberglassy tip and the graphite-y butt. You know, it's just a nice combination. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, that's a cool recommendation. Good call, Mark.
Well hey, FishDope.com is great, and I got big news with FishDope.com. So they're raising the price after 15 years. Yeah. They've never raised the price. It's been $169 a year for 365 days, 24 hours a day. It's going up to $199.
Okay.
So if you renew your current membership now, even if it's not expired, or you get a new membership, you get it for $169 throughout. So, in other words, if you're already a current member, you want to renew, and your membership doesn't expire until next July, you can put another year on for $169.
Okay, that's a good tip.
Okay, so renew it now, or if you're a new member, instead of $20 off, you get $30 off with the hookup now, lowercase, no space code. So, Mark, how
that's
do we
it.
Find you?
You know, that Fish Dope deal, I mean, it's a great deal to be able to extend your membership at the more reasonable price. But just having Fish Dope for you guys that don't, you really should. I mean, there's an awful lot of information available for a very reasonable price.
Yeah. Even at $199, it's still a bargain.
Yeah, I mean, they're flying airplanes, getting all the SSTs, the charts, weather, current information. It's
a must-have.
No-brainer.
Yeah. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and the phone number at the store is 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's not going to be long before I'm going to direct you to the website to check out the pictures of this new baby bait tank that we're making.
The
perfect
baby
for
bait
this.
Tank. All right.
Bait, it's a baby bait tank.
Oh, so does that mean that Ricky's new baby will want to have a bait tank?
Well, my new baby's going to want a big bait tank.
Big bait tank.
Yeah, we're working on something specific for 17 whalers and 18 Parker Center consoles.
Sweet.
You know,
cool.
I'm making the perfect tank for you guys.
All right.
I like the sounds of that.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's
okay, Mark.
It's going to be our teardrop series. What's that?
We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, we'll have some more details for you.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. All right, let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's up at C4?
Well, it finally had to happen. Things really kind of slowed down here over the last week or so. I mean, it was a long season. We started back in, March?
Great.
San Diego. Yeah, San Diego finally decided it's time to do some boat work and get ready for next season, because if it's anything like in the last few years, they've only got a couple months there to get ready before they're back out there. But definitely slowed down a bit. The new Seaforth is back online fishing those half days, and it's been very good bottom fishing when they get out there, you know, fishing the 9-mile bank, fishing that deeper water rock cod. It's been a little tough, which, you know, honestly isn't all that unusual. Post-Thanksgiving week is usually a bit slow. Everyone already did their vacation, kind of getting back to normal. Probably another week or so, and people will be back on vacation again, and we'll see more people out here. But nice weather. A little chilly in the morning, but, you know, it's warming up pretty nice there. Half day's running pretty much every day as long as we get enough people there. So I wish I had more to tell you guys, but, I mean, we made it to December before it really started slowing down. So I think it was a pretty good season.
No doubt about that. And like you said, still good half-day fishing. And this is the time when, man, everybody experienced how crazy good our tuna fishing was and how many people were bummed because they couldn't get a charter. I had a construction company, wanted to book a trip, couldn't get a weekend, couldn't do this. This is the time that you need to make that happen for next year before everybody else jumps on the ball. So good time to get charters in for next year. Good time to start thinking ahead for fishing in the future.
Absolutely. And like you said, you know, you got a short break here before you're right back at it. You know, it's got to come fishing. So make sure you get that gear taken care of. Don't just leave it salty and throw it in the corner there in the garage. Make sure you get it cleaned. Good time to come down, visit, and get some presents for those fishermen in your life, you know, or get yourself a present. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got those half-day trips up there. We'll probably start running some day and a half sometime next month, I believe. I don't know if anyone's going to do any calling that trips this year, but keep an eye out for that. If you're going to go on the Polaris Supreme, you know, check, keep an eye on that, see if maybe they get an opening here or there. I know they're booking through most of next year. I think it's already gone, but you never know when you get that. Like you said, you know, start thinking about your charters now. Don't wait till the last second, because those weekends go quick, especially in that July, August, September time frame. But hey, the fish don't mind. So if you can get a weekday charter going, that works just as well. So seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, answer any questions you have, get you out there fishing. Always come down and visit in person. Like I said, get some gear ready for next season, get some presents for the fishermen in your life, and just say hi.
I love it, man. Well, great job. Great report, as always, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our Kids Sports today. I want to remind you, sponsored by the best, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Coming soon, an all-new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Plus, the addition of the new team members will continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Again, you know, getting to sit back and be on the other side, on the radio side, listening to that show you guys did with Tim Ekstrom. What an awesome show that was.
Yeah.
Very cool hearing about the new changes and a big, you know, I know you guys said it, but I want to get to say mine, a big congratulations to Sean retiring. You know, as Tim said, heading off into the sunset, well-deserved. He put a ton of time and years into his baby and is now getting to go enjoy his time. And very exciting to see Fisherman's Processing with a new, you know, new team, new regime heading off into an even better direction, and man, I'm just really stoked for everything to come for those guys.
Great new partners, Roy Rose, Brian from Roll Star, and of course Raymond is now a partner.
I was so stoked to hear that too.
And Marilee Ekstrom,
that's Tim's awesome.
Wife, who's awesome. She's gonna do some exciting things.
Yeah, I mean, a career managerial person. You know, I mean, she's spent a lifetime, you know, managing people and, you know, customers and this, that, and the other, and to have a figurehead, like, just everything about it is awesome news. I was really excited to hear. I didn't know, I mean, I knew some, but not all, and I got to find out the same as the rest of us here on Let's Talk Hookup, and I was really excited when I heard that. That was great news.
And safe travels to Sean and Kristen on their new adventure back in Tennessee.
You think
Sean's going to be talking funny soon?
I don't think talking funny, but I think he's going to really dig it, man. Sean's good people, and that's a great spot, and family back there. I couldn't be happier for
them. Good luck to them, for sure.
Awesome.
Hey, on our website, letstalkhookup.com, you can hear that show, actually, just if you don't see it, clear your cache. Remember that.
That's right.
Download the app. But Chef Jeff just did a great recipe. He went out on the Let's Talk Hookup Liberty trip and caught a bunch of red rockfish, and he did a fantastic rockfish with bok choy recipe that's up now on the website, letstalkhookup.com, on our Angler's Table page. Just check that out. It's really good. And Chef Jeff texted in a question this morning. He says, can I overinflate and blow up my iTrex 9? I've seen inflated stuffs warm in the sun and blow out, it seems. Kind of amusing, unless it's yours.
No, it was mine.
Oh,
I blew one up.
You did?
You're that
Come
guy.
On.
I'm that guy.
No.
One of the early inflatable stand-up paddle boards, I blew it up and sat it on those walkway fences, you know, tilted up. It was happened to be getting, you know, a lot of sun. It was hot. I walked away, and all of a sudden, boom, what? Blew the seam out.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So does that happen today?
No. Now, when they first started making, you know, the stand-up paddle boards, they just made a seam.
It's a different deal.
And the seams were maybe three quarters of an inch wide. Well, you heat that glue up, it gets soft.
Yeah. They're super durable too.
Well, and stand-up paddle boards have 15 to 20 pounds of pressure in them.
Yeah.
And so, when you inflate that, or how about the guy that blows it up, you know, down in San Diego and then puts it on his car and drives up to Mammoth?
Well, this would be a problem.
Sure.
Yeah, because of the pressure change. So you cannot overinflate one of the new iTrex.
Oh, I'm sure you could. I mean, some of the pumps, you know, will go to 20 pounds.
You can force too much in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you.
You can blow.
So how do you regulate that?
Oh, give it to me. I'll screw it up. No problem. I'll figure out a way.
Saying.
Well, you know, one of the things that's really stepped up are pumps.
Yeah.
They make these.
They have like a regulator where you.
You just dial up the number of poundage. Yeah.
And they're not that expensive.
No, they've come way down in cost.
You just plug it in rather than the foot pedal. You can just.
Well, the foot pedal was gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Hobie ones have a gauge on them, and you know,
hand pumps.
Yeah, and it's
you can feel it. You get the feel for the feel.
I've got the coolest pump that Milwaukee makes, like in my like car bag. You know, it's got like my impact wrench, but it runs off of a cordless drill battery, but it's all digital, and you can pump exactly the amount of air pressure that you want into it, and you press go, and you can walk away, and it'll pump it up to 2 pounds or 200 pounds, whatever it is that you want. You know, you're 40 pounds of pressure, or in this case, you know, 12 pounds of pressure.
And plug it into your cigarette lighter.
No, it runs off of a drill battery. You know,
the
same battery that runs your cordless drill.
It just pops,
so it's totally portable, and like, you know, I mean, I don't know how many times I've used it off of the same single charge. You know, it's awesome.
Wow.
I love that thing.
So speaking of pumps, I was
off-site supply.
Yeah.
Ava and I were up in Mammoth, and we'd stopped at Lake Mary, which is kind of a campground, and we were going to go show up and blow up.
Yeah.
So I start hooking up the pump, you know, and that I go, wait a minute, you know, that sound, I'm going, I didn't want to be
And you're at 7,000, you're 7,000 or 8,000 feet at this point, too.
Well, but it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
And those things make a lot of racket.
Oh, okay. So I'm echoing through the canyon.
I didn't want to be that guy.
I
totally get it.
So I just pumped it up, and it only took 3 or 4 minutes to blow up the whole boat. It was no big deal. The pumps that come with it are a double, you know, when you push down, it blows air in. When you pull up, it blows air in.
Right.
Easy. We had
You don't use an electric one, Chris?
No.
No. You just pump it up.
But
just like a bicycle tire.
So the boys and I, you know, in June, it's June. I take the boys to Mammoth to go snowboarding. Can you believe it? We had snow in June. So we go in the morning. We go snowboarding all morning, you know, spent 2 hours just ripping on the mountain. And then we jam back to the car, get in the car, run down to Crowley. Or no, we didn't go to Crowley. We went to Convict Lake. Oh my God, there's snow all around the lake. It's gorgeous. And we were fly fishing all afternoon.
That's so rad. Cool.
I
love it.
The pumps were kind of convenient because we had 4 of them to blow up.
Yeah.
We just put
you fit them all in your car.
Oh, yeah, they're easy. All piece of cake.
Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick. They're packing up, and they want to talk to Ron.
You got a real quick note, just a fun text, more of a report. Said, great show this morning, guys. I'm sitting here catching fish on the Polaris Supreme with Ali R on a 10-day. We're right next door to the RP, captained by Roy Rose. Both boats got beautiful yellowtail jumping on board. It's full speed ahead. That's from Eric Sheets.
Eric,
yeah, Eric down there catching them. So, yeah, good job, Eric. Glad you guys are having fun. Hey, phones are packed. If you want to get your chance, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Dana calling us from Ocean Beach this morning. Hi, Dana. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. I hope you're having a great morning. I just wanted to call and just say my ears are always burning when you're around, Ron. My three favorite people to fish with in the world, Pete, Chris, and Ron. And I have a public service announcement, and then I have a request. First of all, the public service announcement is anybody who likes the ocean, you surf, you swim, you just go up to your ankles, go see Ron and just do what he says. He tells you to buy X and Y based on what you tell him. Just do it. He's always right. If you try and do something else, you'll end up spending more money. You'll be frustrated. I've come to learn over the last 20 years that just do what he says. Okay. Because they're great.
That's great.
And you can't buy a commercial like that. And thank you, Dana. Are you there, Dana?
Sounds like we might have just lost him.
We may have just lost him.
Oh, that was fun. But a fun call back, Dana, for sure.
Dana Pistelli is just such a funny guy. He's such an adventurer. He bought his Lynx, and then he runs down to La Jolla Shores, and he caught a 30-pound yellowtail the first time out on it. You think he was excited? Then he sends the picture. The picture is the whole front of the boat on the beach. I'm going, oh, my goodness. First time out.
Yeah, wow.
30-pound yellowtail.
30-pound yellow. Hey, great text here from Gilbert in Mira Loma. He says, good morning, guys. I'd like to know what kayak would you recommend for me? I am somewhat experienced in fishing, but not in kayaking. I am 6 feet tall and 220 pounds. I'll be using a full-size pickup truck to put and haul it around in. And thanks. Have a great weekend.
So that narrows it down to every Hobie I sell. And if you're like
so
Chris,
a big guy,
if you're like
fun,
Chris right? sitting next to me, he just went ahead and bought all of them.
That's
so either inflatable, either the I-9 or the I-11.
Oh, the inflatable, the I-9.
That you can hold
great.
220 pounds, 6 feet.
One of the cousins that came out from the Midwest, he was 6'6", and he was, let's see, 6'6", and he was probably in the neighborhood of 250. A big kid, big athletic kid. And he was on that I-11, no problem. And the I-9 is exactly the same.
Okay,
cool.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages, and a whole lot more with Ron and Chris. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Park Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to seek West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald. Join me at California's premier outdoor recreation shows. The Bart Hall shows January 25th through the 28th at Long Beach Convention Center and February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at hallshows.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, it's been a very busy morning on the phones, but we have an opportunity for you right now. 213-432-1090. I had a great text I wanted to get to. Said, man, what a great show, you guys. Absolutely loving it. I love my Hobie Lynx. I use it all the time. I usually just rinse off my Mirage Drive with fresh water in the garden hose. What else, if anything, should I be doing to take care of it? That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Wow, that's a great question. That's about all I do.
You're asking a guy who doesn't even wash his wetsuit after he soaks how to maintain stuff. I'm just going to be clear on that, all right?
Great.
Hey, look, it. I do my wetsuit a favor. Fresh water mildews. Salt water doesn't.
No, you're absolutely right. That's so true.
The worst thing is when it starts stinking in your van. No, that's funny. That came up another time this week.
Yeah.
You know, it's where were we, Pete?
Yeah. Maintaining your
Mirage Drive.
The Mirage Drive.
Yeah. So the Mirage Drive, you know, the new ones all have the bearings in them, and the new bearings are really forgiving. They don't need much maintenance, but sand is your enemy.
Sure.
Salt water that dries out is a little gritty, too, and you don't want to wear those bearings out. So flush those Mirage Drives out real good. Now, what we'll do is we'll take a little of that light oil, like a 3-in-1 oil or just a really inexpensive light oil, and we'll put it on the chains, and then we'll take a little bronze brush and clean any, you know, rust off. Now, I know it's stainless, but stainless, not no stain.
Stainless.
Yeah. So wash that brown stuff, rust, whatever it is, off. And then sometimes I'll actually just lube the chain a little bit. Mm-hmm. But when I say that, a little bit is the key. You don't need to go and I've seen guys bring in Mirage Drives that have grease all over them, and that's just the wrong thing to do because that'll attract dirt and sand, and then they get gritty again. So the real key is no salt, no sand, and that's pretty obvious.
And do wash it in fresh water.
Fresh water, definitely. Okay. Don't do like my wetsuit.
Okay. All right. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Roy? Roy's calling us from San Diego. What's up, Roy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is kind of just basing off the last question was actually my question. I sprayed it after I rinsed it. I used like a WD-40, but my silicone spray on there. I just kind of leave it dry, and that's still okay. Or should I be kind of wiping it off?
This like a silicone spray, a dry silicone spray?
Yeah, I think that stuff's good.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't use
WD-40.
Yeah.
Don't use WD-40.
No. Chris, what do you use?
I was going to say, I'm very curious. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but what's your regimen for maintaining your Mirage Drives? Just water.
Washing. Don't no lube.
Callan. Okay.
He takes it to Callan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you do service stuff too.
Oh heck yeah.
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 And Callan will show you how to service it too.
That's right.
That's the other important
thing. That's right. I mean that's key. Is if you feel something's not right, just call us.
Yeah.
I mean, some guy goes, is this okay? And no, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out.
That's the thing that I like so much about what Fastlane Kayaks is. You guys, you really have a family of customers, and, like, you treat everybody as such. And, like, I mean, you say that on the radio, but that's no BS. I mean, that's who you are. And if a guy buys something from you and has that question, like, they become part of that family of your guys. And, like,
more fun than selling toys? I mean, I absolutely love my job. You know, we've been doing it forever. Debbie and I have had that store for 44 years.
44 years.
Yes. This month.
You don't do that by accident.
Well, we did.
Hey, I got a great text here from John in Mira Mesa. Ron, how does the Yak Attack tow and stow wheel compare with the Hobie wheel? How well do they perform in the sand?
Okay. Wow, that's a really well-timed question.
He knows his stuff,
right? No, that's a really good question. Right now, your Hobie wheels with the sand tires, the best.
Yeah, okay. For sand.
Yes. Now, something's coming.
Oh.
So all of those Yak Attack beach wheels that have had the little bit larger wheel than a standard tire, those are all going to be able to be clipped off and a beach tire clipped on.
Okay, so is that the tow and stow?
Yeah.
Or is that different?
All of them. tow and stow, the Bunkster, the new, you know, they have a new one that plugs in, which is real. I just got introduced. It's really awesome.
So you can adapt either to concrete.
Yep.
Asphalt,
yep.
Or...
And those aren't available yet. I'm not even sure.
They're coming.
I'm not even sure I'm supposed to be talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Which means
Chris is waiting for those.
Which means almost for sure he's not.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Okay, I've been found out again.
They're coming. Just stand by.
This is like opening up
just
my closet.
Stay in touch with Fastlane. They'll fill you in, but that's a good one for
that's
sure.
That's funny.
All right.
Hey, quick text. Good morning, guys. I'm very interested when Ron was talking about the use of electric motors. My question is, will I need to get registration stickers for my boat? Also, if so, what kind of lights become required for the kayak? That's from Jeff in Huntington.
All right, that's a really good question. The light thing has always been a question. Guys have spent so much money putting red and green lights in a stern light and all that, trying to be a little mini skiff. I was told that you don't need to do that. All you need is a flashlight at ready. Now, that makes a lot of sense.
Because it doesn't have a motor.
No, excuse me. When you put a motor on it, everything changes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to register it. Everything changes.
So if you put a Bixby motor on your kayak, you have to have CF numbers.
And then here's the drill. You've owned your kayak for quite a few years. You want to put a motor on it. You need an MSO, Manufacturer Statement of Origin.
Mm-hmm.
Every Hobie ever sold, the dealer has the ability to get an MSO. So wherever you bought your kayak, you can go to them and say, I need an MSO, Manufacturer Statement of Origin, and then your bill of sale. And you take that to the DMV, and they'll register your boat. And it's not very expensive. But if you're going to have a motor on a kayak, it becomes a license.
A vessel.
Yeah, you have
to. And then you have to have
I don't know that.
At night.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
I
would think so.
I don't know that you need red and green in the stern light.
Yeah.
I just know that kayaks need a flashlight at ready. Now,
without a motor on.
We should find out about that because it's trending.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you need to do the red and green in the stern light, but that's something that, you know.
Something we can find out.
Hey, you know, I said in that little video, try to stump Ron. This guy just stumped
me. He stumped me. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
I've found it. The opinion, I was surprised, and it made a lot of sense sitting in at one of your seminars that you had at Dana Landing about that. And I remember when I was doing a lot of sea bass fishing in the dark, I was always so surprised that more kayaks weren't lit with the red and green. And I thought, boy, for safety's sake, I would sure think that that would be a thing. And it was the opinion of, you know, of one of your team guys. Today, we're not, you know, in the dark, when you see a red and green light, that's all you see. And the problem is you just see that light. You can't differentiate. Thank you. The difference between a 21 Parker and my 14-foot pro angler, we're not trying to look like a skiff. We're a kayak. And,
right.
You know, we don't have the ability to maneuver and get out of the way. And in the dark, when you just see those lights, that's all you're seeing. So it was a really good take that, you know, being on the other side from the boating side, I hadn't thought about. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. But,
well, here's what's right. Is be a lot of light.
Yes.
No doubt, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't tell you how many.
I was just going to say that. How many times have you driven through the bay at night and there's a kayak and you can barely see them?
Barely.
That is like.
I was coming in.
You can run out, you're dead. You know,
yeah.
So why take that chance?
Why take that
be
chance?
Be visible.
Very,
very
visible.
Even during the day, be visible.
Right, and there's little flags. We sell little flags. We sell little lights that stick in a rod holder. But that is a key thing.
Because people aren't paying attention a lot of times.
And
they're driving a boat, and they're talking, and they're having
Well, let's face
whatever,
it, Pete,
you know?
We've come in from fishing. You know, I've come in with you, with some of our other friends.
We're tired.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, like a long day.
Yeah.
Well, and it's beyond all of it's, you know, there's other factors too. If you're inside of a pilot house, you've got glare from your screens on your window, the sun's coming, it's all those things.
Absolutely.
You've just come back from running and there's saltwater spray, like you're at the worst possible scenario for seeing clearly.
That's right.
And now you're trying to see something in the dark that's low to the water. It's just, it's the worst.
Now that,
you're
that's,
right, Ron. You got to light yourself up.
That's why I think that flashlight at ready is a good idea. You in a kayak, it's quiet. You can hear things. So when you hear a boat coming, get that flashlight out and shine it at them. you know, and you get his attention.
Get his attention. Good idea.
You know, I
yeah.
You know, I don't want to get less clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Hills? He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you guys. I want to try and catch a spotted bay bass because we have them around in Ventura, Santa Barbara, Channel Islands. What's a lure? What would be my first lure that I would want to start casting, bouncing it off the docks and stuff?
Wow, off the docks. I think, boy, there's so many.
Well, yeah. Or from a kayak, but I'd still bounce it off the pilings or the dock, right?
Like a curly tail grub, I think. What do you think, Rick?
I'm a traditional. I like a, he calls it a 2.5 inch, and we call it a 3 inch. I like a 2.5 inch, the skinny MC swim bait.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. With a darter style lead head, and the darter head is the one that kind of comes to a point with a real thin wire hook on it, like a little Gamakatsu darter style head.
Yes.
So I'm going to
eighth of an ounce, quarter of an ounce, something like that.
Yeah.
I get this question a lot from clients. And one day I went out and I took a Berkeley Gulp sled head. And that's
those
with
work.
That little hook that you can hide that.
Yeah.
And so I casted it off and I stuck it in the rod holder. And then I took three other baits. One was the underspin, with the Afrin's War Baits underspin.
Sure.
One was a freshwater bass, you know, one that you could, you know, that yeah, plug.
Crankbait type.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other one was, let's see, it was, the hookup bait. So I had three that I was using, three rods in front, and I'm using them aggressively. And the sled head in the back, just being drifted with. The rod holder caught three, and I caught three. And so there's, you know, it kind of cracked me up.
But I like that, what Ricky was saying. A little darter head with a little 3.5 inch, three and a quarter,
two and a half inch
MC.
So he makes two baits that are almost the same size.
Yeah.
There's a skinny version and a little fatter version. Corey calls the skinnier version a 2.5 and the fatter version a 3. They're basically the same size, but you can't call both of them 3 inches.
Yeah.
So the skinny one, he calls it a 2.5. I love that thing.
Yeah, that's what Mike Gardner always
said. Yeah, Mike Gardner.
Yeah.
Fish have no hands.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, fish have no hands.
Yes, that's right. Hey, you know what that means? Swing.
Yeah, swings are free.
Swings
fish have no hands. Swings are free.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dave in Ocean Beach says, my question for Roz, if I have a used Hobie kayak, can you trade it in for a newer one and bring it, or do you sell it on consignment agreement with Fastlane?
Oh no! Just what time today do I meet you?
So yes, you take trade-ins.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we take trade-ins.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny. We have a lot of them right now, which is great because not everybody can afford a brand new pro angler.
Uh-huh.
So we have some used ones out front that have been traded in. Now, the best way for you, money wise, is if you sell it yourself. You know, and Craigslist, shop, whatever, all those things.
What do you do with your used kayaks?
You know what? Callan and Logan at the store, they clean them up. They go through them. They kind of give them this, you know, 600-mile test, you know. And then they run out and back, and they take pictures, and they put them on Craigslist.
Okay.
And it works great.
Yeah.
But not everybody wants to stand around waiting for somebody to come to their garage
right.
and sell them. So if you don't want to do that, just come trade them in.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah. So bring it in, he'll trade it in, or you can sell it yourself.
Well, you're always going to make more money selling it yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, when we take a trade in, the guy buying it knows we went through it, looked
right,
at it.
Right.
He also knows.
So you do sell used kayaks.
Oh, absolutely. We have a bunch of them right now.
All
and,
right.
But the key thing is you can use your MasterCard.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Hey, this is a fun text. I have a wonderful kayak success. I've had wonderful kayak successes for many years, and I love Fastlane. But I'm currently without kayak. I'm debating on jumping back in, Outback versus others. What is the speed difference amongst the fleet of boats that you sell? And I also want to easily be able to put a fish finder on my next boat. What is the ease of use in putting a fish finder on inflatable, et cetera? That's all from Cliff in Blossom Valley.
God, really great question. The earlier Outbacks were harder to put, you know, fish finders on. Now they have the Guardian, so you can put any kind of fish finder on. They're already pre-plumbed.
Pre-rigged, yeah.
So all you're doing
is plug and play.
Pretty much. We still need Callen, though.
Yeah.
And inflatables, we have a little plate we made that does the transducer. It's a piece of cake. Pete, when you were using it,
it's awesome.
It's like nothing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to go in the bag. It's on the little plate, yeah. Which is
who invented that? Chris.
Yeah, no surprise. No surprise.
I just wanted to give credit where credit's due. Yeah.
Not just invented it, but fine-tuned
perfect.
It.
Yeah.
And then my neighbors cut them out for us. Right next door.
Yeah, at
Blue Water.
Blue Water. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
C-Deck, yeah,
that's great.
C-Deck guys. Oh, you go see Clay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to the question of which is the easiest. That's really up to you. More about what car you have. All of them fish really well. The new Outback, the one they came out with, it now has so many features. It's almost like a. It's almost like a hybrid pro angler.
Yeah.
You know, they have so much tackle management. You cannot beat that boat.
Go to the shop.
Chris just said, go to the shop. And the reason we say that is because you can climb in the boat at the shop, sit in it, look at it, have somebody that fishes them all the time helping you go, well, what car do you have? Where are you storing this? How are you going to launch?
I love that.
I mean, because that'll help. Well, you're in the business, mm-hmm. Ricky. When a guy wants to go fishing, you don't want to sell him a little spinning reel if he's going to go.
Yeah, your team knows how he's going to get the best use out of it, and they're going to know how to get you into the best boat. You said it all. Like, they've been there and done that, and they've seen all the mistakes that other people have made, and they're going to coach you into what's going to be the best boats for you. And that includes your budget, your use, your everything. Like, I mean, go to a place that's got the experience at Fastlane.
And there are a lot of guys that are shopping for kayaks that want to buy a used one, so they don't come into the store because they don't want to be that guy.
Right.
They don't want to act like they're buying a boat and not buying it. They're going to go buy one on Craigslist.
Right.
That's okay. At least you'll learn about them.
You'll learn what to do.
And then
you'll be educated. You'll buy the right boat.
That's it.
And you're still going to come back and buy your accessories from you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't mind.
Yeah.
It's fun that way.
Got a quick follow-up from Dana, who got cut off here. He says, hi, guys. Got cut off, but my request. Since Ron has sold so many inflatables and Lynxes, I want to propose a new mothership trip on the Islander. He just wants to know about that. Mothership trips on the Islander, he did one this year, but I'm not sure he's ever going to do them again. I'm not sure. John just kind of is going in a different direction. We've had a lot of people asking us about mothership trips. Is it possible for the future? Perhaps, but I don't think so. So
be glad you got in when you did.
You got in when you did.
How many years we did that?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
I think everybody listening should call the Islander.
Yeah.
And go, what?
Yeah.
No more Islander trip?
Or maybe Ron should call John and just put together a Fastlane Islander trip.
Whatever we got to do.
There you go.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who got themselves a couple of shopping sprees. Fastlane kayak, $200 shopping spree of salty gear and of those great Yak Attack. As you stay tuned, it's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup for the week. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. All right, Chris is going to do us the honor of flipping the big prize coin. Okay, Texter is the big prize winner. So, again, we have now both callers and Texters winning, so congratulations. The Texter was Cliff in Blossom Valley, and you won the $200 in Salty Crew gear. Congratulations, Cliff from Blossom Valley. And then the caller who won the $200 in Yak Attack shopping spree at Fastlane is going to Jerry in Dana Point. Guys, congratulations. You are going to love $200
shopping spree there. And thanks, Chris, for flipping that point. And thank you, Ron, for a great show. So much to talk about. Hey, it's Christmas time, and you've got a lot of accessories for that kayak angler on the list. So, or what about a new boat?
Why not? For yourself or a friend or whatever. I want to talk to those grandfathers out there. You want to go fishing with your kids and your grandkids? Get a Fiesta.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Get the Tandem Islands. You just show up and blow up.
Yeah, that's so fun. So if somebody wants to come out there, give us the hours. How do we find you?
We're open 5 days a week. We're open from 10 to 5:30, and just
Tuesday through Saturday.
And just give us a call at 619-222-0766.
And then, of course, what's the website?
Got me. No, it's fastlanekayaking.com.
Fastlanekayaking.com. And you're very active, I know, on Instagram. You guys post a lot of stuff, and that's Fastlane Kayaking.
Oh, I absolutely love what those kids are doing.
Yeah.
Logan Downing is taking over and doing that, and he's having fun with it. To have these kids work for me that are so excited to go out and go catch a spotted bay bass, and you know, they before work or after work, they're always playing with the boat.
And of course, Callan's the master when it comes to rigging and servicing your Mirage drives and stuff. You can get a lot of knowledge on that for sure. So just go over to the Fast Lane, hang out with the guys, talk to them, jump in a boat, find out all the different accessories. So I want to thank the people from Yak Attack for that great donation. And the Salty crew over there at Fast Lane for donating those great prizes. And thanks to Chris for coming in, and thank you, Ron, and thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board, and of course to Adam for manning everything too. We will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Bob Hoos from Costa. Hoos is going to be here from Costa Sunglasses. He's going to be, Hoos has always got a great story. He's going to have fun tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you tomorrow morning.